Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Linnell Phillips and Scott Clardy, who both work with Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. Scott is the assistant director, and Linnell is a professor at the University of Missouri who leads a team of contact investigator volunteers. They spoke about the bad rap that college-age students get when it comes to testing positive for COVID-19 and about what the entire community should do to keep themselves and others safe. Here's Linnell.
So I've been talking a lot to the 20 and 24-year-olds that have COVID while volunteering here in the case investigations. I kind of seek them out because I love them, because my sons are 21 and 23 years old, and while my students are in that age range. And my concern is that they may get somewhat stigmatized because they're in this age group that is very social. And then they also, when I talk to them, I feel bad for them because they have these front-facing jobs. They are waiting tables and they are working down at the lake. Is it their fault they have COVID, or is it the Yahoo that runs the place that right. won't, you know, enforce mask ordinances? So we're just seeing more transmission in that group. So the students that I've talked to that are coming back have a lot of apprehension and concern. They have grandparents at home that are frail. They have, I was talking to a kid that's going to be a freshman, and he said, like, how am I going to make friends if I'm not allowed to be social, you know? Mm-hmm. And what if I wind up in the isolation dorm or the quarantine dorm, and what's that going to be like? And then my 21-year-old said, hey, Mom, this is like, they've taken everything fun away about college and left all the hard stuff. Stinks. And these, you know, especially the freshmen, they just had a really crappy graduation, high school graduation. And I don't know. So I have a big heart for them. But at the same time, you know, we do have concerns. So we just need to really have that social context in place where they're not going to get made fun of if they show up at work with a mask. The bar isn't going to swing their doors open and let the place get packed. And that they don't work for a place where everybody there tells them that COVID is a hoax. So they need that social context to support them, as well as we need to have some strategies for them where they can be college students and still be as safe as possible.
Well, you know, I would just ask people in that group to remember that people their age, when they become COVID positive, they don't always have symptoms. Sometimes their symptoms are so slight that they actually think it's just allergies or something like that. So one of the things I would ask them is, if you don't feel good at all for whatever your symptom is, don't leave. Stay at home.
Stop.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Stay where you're at and mm-hmm. don't go out. Mm-hmm. That would be the first thing. And the second thing is try your best to think about others. You know, that's kind of been one of our themes is please, everybody, try to think about everyone else before you think about yourself.
Yep. I would add one more thing.
Yeah.
Get your flu shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was Linnell Phillips and Scott Clardy with Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services speaking about some of the ways college-age students can help keep themselves and the entire community safe. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.